Santee Rental Spotlight, Carlton Hills and Sky Ranch. The neighborhood read first. Santee lands on the safer side for a city its size. Neighborhood Scout puts the overall crime rate at 9 per 1,000 residents and flags it as one of the lower crime places in the nation for its size. Crime Grade gives the city a C+, about average for the U.S. Carlton Hills specifically scores a 3 out of 10 on Homes.com's crime scale. That's low, which is good. Sky Ranch is newer, more spread out, hillside style, thinner data, but residents describe it as quiet. The common praise across Santee, convenient to town center, good schools, low crime feel in Carlton Hills. The gripes, car dependent, limited walkability, typical suburban friction. Zillow pegs the typical Santee rent at $2,790 per month as of June 2026, up 2.2% year over year. Rents are rising here. Realtor.com doesn't publish Santee rent data. Smaller city, so Zillow carries the call. Here's the honest truth on Santee listings right now. The active inventory is all apartments. No houses or ADUs with garages came through in the current RentCast data. So if a house or ADU is your goal, keep checking because availability shifts fast. The apartment options, 320 Town Center Parkway, unit 1108, is 2-bed, 2-bath. 1,010 square feet at $3,164 per month, above Zillow's typical figure. But location near Town Center adds real convenience. Over at T445 Mast Boulevard, there are 3 active units. Apartment 18 at $2,569, apartment 35 at $2,549, and apartment 220 at $2,509. All 2-bed/2-bath, 900 square feet, all clustering right around Zillow's benchmark. Apartment complex fallbacks. Mountain View Villas at 8527 Graves Avenue holds a 5-star Google rating, though only 2 reviews, promising but verify. Highline Apartments at 8729 Graves Avenue rates 3.8 stars across 81 reviews, decent volume, middle-of-the-road satisfaction. Confirm in-unit washer and dryer on any of these. Tap below to see current availability and photos.